This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hypothetical.
Hi, this is creator of The Orphan, Zachary Fortescom, and I just wanted to come in at the top of the show to thank some of our patrons. Jordan Tharp, David O'Ryan, Terry Jensen, and Dee. Thank you so very much for your support. You make this series possible. And now, on with the show.
How long do we have?
We're just breaking into the atmosphere. It'll only be a couple of more minutes. Great. Rain is the last thing I need.
At least you don't have to go out in it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't catch your call sign. What was it?
Riley.
Nice to meet you, Richard Riley.
I'm Gilroy. Baz Gilroy.
That's nice.
It's my first major posting.
Good.
I'm really excited.
Yep.
It's the first one of these to be run by one of the reasoning units. It'll revolutionise how we work.
Listen, you're my eighth drop-off today. And to be honest, I'd just like a quiet ride the rest of the way.
Oh. Right.
Just look out the window if you're bored, yeah?
Okay. Where is everything? It's all trees.
There's nothing on this planet apart from the facility.
That's ridiculous. What do people do?
Not much.
Right. Nice to meet you.
You too. We'll be right back.
Hello? Is anyone here? Hello? It is quite dark. I'd appreciate some light. It's Baz Gilroy. I meant to start today. Hello?
I hear you. Just give me a second.
Nice to meet you. I'm Baz...
I heard you the first time. I know who you are.
Oh, good. Well, I meant to be starting.
I know why you're here.
Right. What's your name?
I'm Greg.
I'm glad to meet you. I'd love to meet the rest of your team.
Team?
Well, yes. This is a cloning facility. You need a big team of people.
They didn't tell you a thing, did they, boy?
Well, yes. They said that we'll be installing a new reasoning unit to assist the team here in their work.
You are the team, kid. You and the bot, that's it.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that you're it. Once I've got you set up, I'm done. Everyone else got laid off months ago. The reasoning units aren't helping us, they're replacing us.
That's not possible. Reasoning units have not yet developed that level of independence.
Well, apparently they have.
That's incredible. The advances that must exist in this program to automate an entire cloning facility. It must exist on a whole other scale to units I've worked on in the past.
Excuse me?
Sorry, this is just so exciting.
Exciting? Are you kidding me?
Of course not. Think of what this means for our work.
Work? What about the people?
What about the people?
You bastard. You know what? Screw you. You can set yourself up. I'm not helping some copy that doesn't have the decency to pretend to be sad.
Wait.
That was very nice.
Like to activate Jeffrey Unit 8219. Say voice command yes to begin activation. Alternatively, say other for more options.
Other.
Other options. There are three options available. Say record to begin recording a log to be sent to collective command. Say review to review previous logs. And finally, say communication to establish communication link. The selection of collective command bases. Make your selection now.
I think I would like to...
I'm sorry. I don't understand. Please repeat your selection.
Record. Please.
Record. Your log will begin recording in 3, 2, 1.
Hello. This is Gil... This is Corporal Baz Gilroy. I've reported to the cloning facility on planet coded Mark 28983. I arrived to find a worker, a natural born. He told me that, like he informed me that I would be holding this post alone. I was not aware of this, but I will make the best of it. I want to be clear, command. Can I rely on my reliability? Oh, and recording. Idiot.
Your recording has been sent to collective command.
No time like the present. Activate Jeffrey unit.
Activating Jeffrey Unit A219. The activation process may take a moment.
Hello. I am Geometrically Fabricated and Functional Reasoning Unit, but you can call me Jeffrey.
Hello.
Hello. What is my function?
You are designed to automate the production of clones.
Ah, yes. I can see that in my stored memory files. I will be responsible for the manufacturing of 12 clone variants in accordance with standard operating procedure.
That's good. You can clearly interpret your orders.
I can indeed. They are rather plainly laid out, conveniently placed.
Yes. Yes, of course they are. And you're able to access all the necessary equipment within the facility to perform your orders?
I believe so. Although I will have to perform a diagnostic to ensure that I am completely functional. Shall I begin that process?
Not quite yet. There are a couple of preliminary checks that I would like to perform first. That's all right? Well, you'd say if it wasn't, you're a robot.
I do prefer the term reasoning unit.
You have preferences?
I have several user preferences that can be used to adapt the process of working with a reasoning unit.
Yeah, but you personally have a preference over what you are called.
Excuse the colloquialism. My speech pattern synthesizer simplifies speech to allow it to be more easily understood. I was attempting to express that my self-recognition filters are most likely to react to the designation reasoning unit, or Jeffrey, as opposed to robot.
Well, they've certainly done a good job on you, haven't they? Right, my checks. Can you list all the clone variants you'll be creating and their designation?
Certainly. Baz Unit, Technical Engineer. Charles Unit, Commanding Officer. Diana Unit, Tactical Operation. Catherine Unit, Medical Support. And Replacement for Olivia Unit. Nora Unit, Squadron Leader.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry?
You said replacement for the Olivia Unit.
Yes. I have received a register listing a Catherine Unit. It will serve as a replacement unit for the Olivia strain. The notes attached seem to make it clear that all Olivia units will be decommissioned.
I've not heard that. I think you may be experiencing some sort of error, or maybe an error in your orders. I will confirm this with command later and debug if necessary.
Very well. Shall I continue?
Yes, please.
Nora Unit, Squadron Leader. Richard Unit.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hold up. Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Gestation Tank 3.
Check. Control panel architecture.
Jeffrey?
Yes?
I'm missing some of the architecture in the control panels. Seems to be consistent across the whole line. Could you see that it's replaced?
Of course.
Do you hear that?
I do, yes.
Where is that coming from?
Who are you?
I am Venus Drone 3846.
Oh, I always wanted one of you. You can make my bed and everything.
Negative. Cleanliness bots only care for the hygiene of non-domestic areas.
Right. Well, then I guess I'm just going to have to clean up after myself, then.
Affirmative.
Do you have a name, then?
I am Cleanliness Drone 3846.
Is that all? Of course I have a name.
Negative.
Well, I think you need a name. Don't you think so, Jeffrey?
If that is what you believe is best.
I do. I think I'm going to call you... Stella. Yes. I like that. Your name is Stella. What's your name?
Cleanliness Drone 3846.
We'll work on it.
I shall now continue.
Oh, she's a funny one.
I'm sorry for the correction. The gender assignments are irrelevant for a drone, Baz.
Yes, I know. You're right, but I have to entertain myself somehow, don't I?
If you believe that to be the best possible way forward.
What about you? You have a male voice. Shall I refer to you as he?
That is because the actor who lent his voice to my programming was a male, and you may refer to me as you see fit. However, my self-recognition filters may not always react.
Right. I think I'd like to take a more detailed look into your programming. That way, I can understand how you interpret the data you receive.
Very well. Baz, this sound indicates that the necessary preparations have been made for the first stages of the cloning process. I need your confirmation to begin the process.
Why do you need my permission?
You have user authorization that will allow me to execute the necessary sub-processes to begin.
Oh, right. Well, by all means, go ahead. Let's make some clones.
Very well. I shall proceed. I have completed today's tasks. With your permission, I will place myself in self-diagnostics mode.
Yes, of course. It's been a good first day. Well done.
Thank you, Baz. It's been a pleasure working with you.
I take it that's another colloquialism then, Jeffrey. You don't actually take pleasure in your work.
While I understand the concept of pleasure in theory, I do not feel it now.
That's what I thought. You certainly emulate it well.
Thank you.
Good night, Jeffrey.
Good night.
Hello, Baz Gilroy reporting.
Hello, Corporal. I am Admiral Nora Vass. I will be your commanding officer for the duration of your posting.
It's a pleasure, ma'am.
I'm sure it is. Your first log was received by command earlier today.
Oh, yes. Well, I just... Sorry about that.
Yes, I should think so. You are not a child, and you are certainly not playing soldier corporal.
No, I know.
Good, we'll say no more. I expect a full report of your first day's activities first thing tomorrow. Is that understood?
Yes, yes, of course.
Good.
I just have a couple of questions about... Well, about what I'm doing here.
Yes?
Well, when I was briefed on the posting, I assumed that it meant that I would be working with many other people and, well...
And you are alone?
Yes, it's just not what I was expecting.
Unfortunately, the collective does not always assign postings as according to our own personal preferences.
No, no, I'm not complaining. I was just surprised. It would have been good to know. I'm sure I will be all right. I just didn't know. Working with Jeffrey has been stunning. He's a true marvel. You can barely tell he isn't really conscious. It's seamless. I must have a look at his core code. I'm sure it's fascinating.
That all may be, Corporal, but you must remember that this reasoning unit is just that. It is not alive or conscious. It is a machine. You'd be best served to remember that.
Of course.
This is the first Jeffrey 4.0 to be used. The upgrades are very important to the Collective. We'll be keeping a close eye on its development.
Of course. I know.
Good. If that is all, then
wait,
I...
Wait, sorry. There's one more thing I need to ask.
Yes?
Today, I had the reasoning unit run through his orders, and well, his orders seem to suggest that we have replaced the Olivia units, that they're being decommissioned. Is that true?
Corporal, I suggest that you concern yourself only to matters that pertain to your orders. Is that clear?
Yes.
That being said, yes. The Olivia unit is being phased out in the first quarter of the next cycle.
But the Olivias are... Matters that concern my orders, understood.
Very good, Corporal Gilroy. As you were.
Record log. This is Corporal Gilroy. I have completed my first day of work here on the facility on planet marked 28983. The Jeffrey unit has placed itself in self-diagnostic mode and the first stage of cloning process has begun. Everything is going well. I think all in all, I'm going to like it here.
Thank you so much for listening to The Orphans Facility. You can support the show by heading on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. There you can get a bunch more Orphans content for you. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio and head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for transcripts, link to merch, and our Discord. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortescom. It starred Alex Bird, James Barbarossa, Jody Stedman, Amy Kember, Michael Hudson, and Gavin Richards. It was executive produced by James Barbarossa, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Stranger, I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.